Between any of them?
People around here call it.
I think it's butter beans.
Different names.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of beans that you eat, the seeds, not the pods?
Dried beans?
Or did you
peel?
Peas?
Well, what different kinds of beans besides the string beans?
White beans?
What's white beans like?
Like a snap bean, mm-hmm, that you snap and you take the bean out of the shell, mm-hmm, out of this hull.
When you take the beans out of the shell, you say you're going to
shell the beans.
Okay. What different kinds of beans do you have to shell?
Butter beans,
mm-hmm,
white beans.
What's the difference between butter beans and white beans?
I know the difference, but I don't know if I can explain it.
The difference in the butter beans, a little wide and flat, like in the butter white beans.
I don't think I can explain it.
Are they the same color?
Well, you have different kinds of butter beans. Mm-hmm. Now, white bean, you have a small one, and you have the northern.
Mm-hmm.
The larger northern bean, and in the butter beans you have the white one, you have the green lima,
and you got the purple beans.
The lima beans, just a second. Horse beans? But the lima beans are green, you said?
Yeah.
What about the butter beans?
Well, you have a white with a purple speck,
mm-hmm,
then you have a white butter bean.
Or how would the lima beans and butter beans compare in size?
Well, I think you can get both of them in a small one or in a large.
Mm-hmm. It's just the color that's different?
I think so.
What?
Lima beans and butter beans.
They ain't no different than the same beans.
You got the purple one.
You know how there's a butter bean and a lima bean. I don't say think of butter beans.
No, you got different kinds of butter beans.
That name, well, that's a lima bean.
You have the baby limas and then the larger ones.
What about the? You say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make. You call that turnip.
Turnip greens.
Okay. What other kinds of greens besides turnips?
Mustard greens.
Anything else?
Collard greens.
Do you ever have poke? You ever hear that poke
salad?
No. What about the something that's leafy,
and grits.
Green and leafy like this?
Cabbage.
Okay. Talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Cabbage.
Okay. And what about something that, like a cabbage, is green?
Not a spinach.
I was thinking of lettuce.
Lettuce.
It's... said that lettuce comes, if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for three.
Head.
Okay. Would you ever use that word head talking about children? Say if someone had five children, say he had five head of children?
No, I wouldn't.
What about if someone had about 14 children? You say he really had a, what, of children?
A head of children.
Plenty of children.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a passel of children?
No.
What about say if someone had about 500 acres of land. You say he had
a lot of land.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say a right smart?
No.
Do you ever hear that expression?
I think I have.
How?
Meaning plenty or?
Uh-huh. How would people say that?
I don't know. Oh. He got a right smart of something.
Uh-huh. But you wouldn't use that yourself?
No, I don't think I would.
And say if you leave a plum around, it'll dry up and get smaller. You say it'll dry up and what?